Our last report this morning comes from the North Shore Community School, and Kelton is our reporter.
Hello from North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of January 11th, 2020. Hello, my name is Kelton, and I'm your phonologist for this week. Ms. Tiji's class went out for EE on the 16th to see the difference between oak and red maple. Ellen found out that red maples grow in groups, while oak grows by itself. Last Friday the 10th, we witnessed the brightest full moon of the year, because at this time of the year, the moon and Earth are closest to the sun. This is called the perihelion. Schmidt Creek in our school forest has different ice layers, because the water is moving underneath. The kids were scared because they would fall through an ice layer, only to find an air pocket and a thicker layer of ice below. So be very careful when venturing out on the frozen water. Speaking of layers, there is a layer on the ground under the snow crust called the subnivial layer. This is where small mammals such as shrews and voles make a tunnel system. The warmth of the earth helps us stay around freezing or above, even when temperatures plummet into the negative range. They are hidden from predators who are hungry at this time of the year and on the hunt. On Sunday the 11th, Joshua and his family saw a group of young deer together. They may be orphans from hunting season in the harsh snow depths. Ethan saw a porcupine in the trees when he was skiing a couple of weeks ago. Lexi saw 13 deer crossing the French River when her dog was barking at them. On Monday the 13th, Bailey saw a coyote on the highway. Several people have been hearing them yip in groups at night. It sounds like a laugh. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Thank you, Kelton. That was a nice report. Great things going on over there at North Shore Community School. Checking on the oaks and the red maples. Interesting dichotomy there. And, of course, the oaks are going to have alternate branches and the red maples will have opposite branches. And, of course, the red maples this time of year. I was shoveling snow yesterday, laying on my back, looking up at the red maple over my head, and I noticed how big and bright and red and round are the buds that are ready to burst in another 4 months. Didn't mean to get you excited, but yeah, it's coming. The moon was bright, and for those of you who got up early this morning, or maybe if you're getting up right now, you should go check the crescent moon down in the southeastern sky. It is beautiful. Porcupines, coyotes, lots of animals over there, lots of fun stuff to see. Great to have the kids out and telling us what's going on in their neighborhoods.